This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new bill in the state legislature would notify Colorado educators if one of their students is experiencing trauma. The bill would require the Safe to Tell program to tell a teacher to handle the student with care when a student has experienced domestic violence, abuse, or neglect. The nature of the incident would not be relayed to teachers. Bear Creek Falls in Telluride is up for sale, but how much it's worth depends on who you ask. CPR's Haley May reports.
Landowners, including Birch Properties, want $15 million for the acres containing the popular tourist destination. The goal is for potential buyers to expand conservation efforts and improvements. The valuation is partially based on the ability to monetize the trail in the future. But Telluride Mayor Teddy Errico says he doesn't think that's possible.
They only have access at the very tippy top of the trail. So I just don't see how they can monetize hiking up and down the Bear Creek Trail.
The mayor says even if the falls sell to a private buyer, visitors can still view them from Bear Creek Preserve and Forest Service land. Haley May, CPR News.
It's Girl Scout cookie selling season, and the Scouts are finding replacement locations while workers at King Soopers are on strike. The Scouts are not crossing picket lines. The walkout might affect sales numbers, but could also be a learning opportunity, says Leanna Clark, the CEO of Girl Scouts Colorado.
We know that there's frustration, but we're trying to also have troop leaders and parents talk to the girls about what a strike is, the history behind strikes, why people strike.
They're preparing for picket lines in other cities. King Soopers workers in Pueblo are striking today. A Denver Bronco is the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year. Cornerback Patrick Surtain is known for covering the best wide receivers in the league. This season, he allowed only 37 catches and caught 4 interceptions. This is CPR News and KRCC.